Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. A prospector poet named Clarence E. Eddy gained national fame in the early 1900s with gold mining songs and poems. Eddy grew up on a farm above the town of Myrtle Creek, Oregon, and became an itinerant printer, editor, and prospector. His poem about mining camp follower Lizzie King, buried on a hill above a lonely western valley, laments mining's marring of her and the land. Here's an excerpt. Through the lovely, lonely valley, far below her lowly grave, winds a river once like crystal, pure and clear. But relentless man has marred it and polluted its fair wave, seeking gold beside its waters many a year. Like the life of her now lying in the grave upon the hill, the stream might still be sparkling, pure and fair, but the wiles of man have marred it, marred the pure, sweet mountain hill, and marred the life of her who slumbers there. Still down the winding valley, singing to that grave above, runs the river o'er its rugged, rock-strewn way, and may angels, aye, have mercy on her lost to earthly love, who there, so long ago, was laid away. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.